Hello, mech fans around the world, and those that aren't fans yet, and welcome to Mobile Suit Fandom, the podcasts where your two less-than-articulate co-hosts, Fuzzy, that'd be me, and Chris, watch, summarize, critique, and make fun of the entirety of the Gundam franchise, from beginning to end. This is Episode 3, and we'll be talking about Episode 3 of Mobile Suit Gundam 0079, Vote to Attack. To be frank with you, we recorded this and the last episode at once because, well, not a lot happens in episode 2 and 3, or at least not much that translates well to a pure audio media. They're pretty fight-heavy episodes. But I promise, from here on out, we fill plenty of time doing bits and generally making fun of animation issues. And I think this is the only super short episode we've made so far. With all that out of the way, Moe agare, and take it away.
Episode 3, Teki no Hokyukano Tatake.
All right.
Vote to Attack. It's called Vote to Attack.
Yep. But I want to point out again, I don't know why I was surprised, because this has been such an on-the-up-and-up military organization up till now. But I was fucking furious they had to take a vote to attack.
It's true.
Also, Bright isn't a nice guy. Why isn't he, like, we see later, he's not above ordering people to do shit they don't want to do.
No. his internal monologue, okay, we'll get to that in a hot second. Because we've way pumped the brakes on, hot garbage, we get and how much character introduction we get out of this show, I think it'll pick back up a little bit later. Episode 3 is actually, almost a regular, fight episode. Like, it's mm-hmm. it's just kind of, it's a normal episode of a show. Weird.
Yeah, so my notes for episode 1, which again, they're not notes, they're just me writing in all caps. Episode 1 is 2 full pages in my little diary. Episode 2 is a page and a quarter in my little diary. Episode 3 is just almost half a page, and all that's caps, taking up more than one line.
Yeah, to kind of show you, dear audience, what we're dealing with here. Basically, White Base decides we gotta go to this meteor that Earth decided to drag into a stabilized
Luna 2
orbit, yeah, called Luna 2.
Again, please stop me if I am sciencing Star Wars right now. That would fuck up all the waters.
Yes,
all
yes, like, absolutely. Yes, you're correct.
Okay, cool. Anyways.
But also, Australia is now just like a sinkhole, right? So all the water just went there, I think. I think that's how that works, right?
Yeah, it equals out.
Yeah. So they were like, let's go to Luna 2 to meet up with the rest of the Federation. And the crew gets kind of nervous because Char is still following them, like hot on their heels. Meanwhile, on Char, on the Musai, the only person around to give him more Zakus because he blew him up is this kind of jerk named Gadam.
Goddamn.
Gadam is like, I know, Goddamn. Only two. You only get two Zakus. And Char is like, fuck you.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back on White...
You see the color of my fucking Zaku?
Yeah.
I'm important.
I'm real goddamn important, guys. Meanwhile, Bright and Mirai discuss whether the Musai is not attacking them because they don't have any supplies, or if it's a ruse. And then they spot a supply ship approaching the Musai, and they're like, oh, they're low on supplies. We could attack right now with surprise. That wasn't me being racist, that was me fucking up the English language.
Yep.
Just for the record.
I love you.
I try. I try for you, baby. So at this point, for some reason, there's some debate as to whether we should attack or not. So Bright is like, all right, everyone, there's a 50-50% of whether this succeeds or fails. Who's into smashing some ass? And, like, most people raise their hand. And then he's like, who doesn't want to smash ass? And only, like, a couple of people raise their hand. And so everyone gets ready to attack, and White Base pulls a sick Yui, Mirai just pulls up on the handbrake. We hear tires screeching, in space.
Also, not to jump the gun here, but this is also, I believe, the first appearance of the Gundam rocket launcher, or Gundam Bazooka, the Gunzooka.
Yes, this episode does contain the first appearance of the bazooka. It's just called a bazooka. It doesn't have a special name. It's literally just called a bazooka. There's the beam saber and the beam rifle and the Vulcan head cannons and the bazooka.
You're breaking my fucking heart.
Wah, 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 wah. So as the for the record, the supply ship supplying the Musai is called a Papua. So the Papoose comes up along the Musai, and Amuro and Ryu, piloting a Gundam and a core fighter, respectively.
And a core fighter, which I now understand. For some reason I thought there was just a core fighter.
No, there's many.
Nope, makes a lot more sense now.
There's many. They decide to sneak around behind him because Amuro is... Well, Ryu's like, all right, I see him, let's fuck him up. And Amuro is like, try me, bitch. What we're gonna do is we're gonna loop around so we got the sun at our back. And he's like, fucking
yep,
why?
The sun at the backs.
So I can't be seen.
I guess that wasn't this episode. Was it this episode that they introduced? What's this guy's name? The pilot
Ryu?
Of the core fighter? They didn't introduce. They introduced him in a last episode or the episode before. But I want to just say how excited, like how happy I was that this fucking monster of a man who's like 9'8",
yep.
500 pounds of pure muscle is a fighter pilot.
Yep.
Like they have all these shrimpy anime protagonists everywhere. And the actual fighter pilot, the person with the most actual piloting, is this beast of a man.
Also, would you like to guess that guy's age?
Oh, God. 12? Fuck, I don't know.
He's 18.
Okay, well, fine. That's middle-aged in anime. Like, he might as well fucking retire. He's never gonna be protagonist now. He's fucking too old.
I think Bright is, like, 20-something.
Yeah, but
he's a bitch.
Yeah, that means Jesus. That means by anime laws, that he's 70.
Oh, excuse me, he's 19.
Yeah,
what the
same
fuck?
Difference. He's done. He's at the end of his career. He'll never make it. He's too old.
I didn't realize how young a lot of these people were. Because, like...
I also love that there's no middle ground. It's these guys and then the old captain, who is literally 97.
Yeah.
And by literally, I mean figuratively, because I did not look this up.
Anyway, Amuro and Ryu start fighting. It goes about exactly how you would expect a fight with a protagonist involved. They're winning.
They wreck the papoose.
They wreck one of the Zakus. And so the guy who is... the captain of the papoose is like, these young fucking whippersnappers come into my place of business.
Fucking children.
And slap the cocks out of my mouth. And I cannot let it stand.
No, sir.
And so he jumps in his, and would you like to guess what his suit is, dear Chris?
An old Zaku, like a Zaku Mark.
You're right. It's a Zaku Mark One.
It looks like a. It looks like a more advanced Zaku because it's more.
It's the Mark One. It is a Mark One Zaku.
Wait, what are the Zakus that
Mark
they're fighting
two.
With? Okay, so there's no more Zakus for me.
Well, there are further iterations, I believe, in later Gundams.
Okay, well, the Mark II is the best.
The Mark II is top-notch.
I'm going to say that sight unseen from all of the Zakus. Zaki Mark T2, it was, they peaked.
I mean...
Also, the Zaku Mark 1, unless I'm misremembering, has no fucking gun. He's just gonna go up there and fist fight the Gundam.
That's what he... Yeah, yeah, that's literally what he wants to do. Just, he's just gonna run up...
Like, I'm gonna go fucking karate these whippersnappers.
Yeah, he's just gonna karate a motherfucker. Fun fact, it does not go
also, well, hold on. Like, I don't know about you, but my first thought is, oh, they're just gonna shoot him before he gets there. But they don't. He, like, in all to, for all, like, logic purposes, he should have just got shot? Oh, wait. Is this... Did he run out of ammo?
Yeah, yes. He ran out of bazooka ammo, like, a shot ago. Like, a scene just, ago.
And did not bring a regular gun, apparently.
No, it's... To be fair, this is entirely bullshit. Like, okay, here's the weird fucking thing. On the model kits for the RX-78-2, the Gundam... there's places to put every weapon. He can carry every single weapon and still have his hands free. Like,
I just want to stop here and let everybody know there was no trick of editing here. You just said those numbers.
Yeah. I.
You just have those numbers memorized.
Yeah, I know the model name of the Gundam by heart.
Okay, you can continue. I just wanted to.
Yeah. I also know that the gun tank is the RX-75. The gun cannon is the 76.
That's a much shorter name.
Excuse me, 75-4.
Oh, goddammit.
The gun cannon is the 76. I think it's also a dash 4, but I'm not 100% sure on that. The Zaku 2 is the MS-06F Zaku Mark 2.
I love you.
Yeah, that's where I am in my life. I build model kits, guys. That's how far down the rabbit hole I've gone. Anyway, needless to say, goddamn runs out there in his Zaku 1.
Goddamn!
And, well, goddamn, he gets sliced in fucking half.
Yeah, he gets real fucking wrecked.
Yeah,
Also, like, there's a long history of commanding officers on the Zeon side just being like, well, gotta handle this myself.
And then fucking dying. And pretty consistently, Char is like, wait, no. And then they die anyway.
This is my fucking thing, what are you doing?
Yeah. After the resulting explosion, Bright is like, alright, the supply ship's dead, you ran out of ammo, everyone come back. And Whitebase gets back on course to Luna 2 after destroying some Zakus and stopping a resupply, and instead of finishing the job, they just go to Luna 2, I guess.
Yep. Science. I also, the notes I have here,
yep.
I was very upset that they decided to fist fight, and then there was me being pissed off that he was once again surprised that he ran out of ammo.
Yep.
I got real salty about the forehead guns, and at one point he just threw a gun at somebody.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I like that part. Like, he really reapered that shit. Like, I don't need this anymore.
I don't understand why he didn't start using the bazooka as, like, a swinging weapon.
A melee weapon? Yeah, just fucking swing, like, that shit. Because you've got... That's against the code. If some old dude comes at you and says, hey, whippersnapper, we're gonna karate, you gotta be like, fuck, I guess I gotta karate this old
But he
dude.
Didn't karate and him, he sliced him in half.
Oh, yeah, he just pulled the goddamn sword.
He whipped out his sword, which isn't a euphemism.
That's the problem with the kids these days. They don't respect a good karate fight.
Yeah, and he fucking just devastates this guy.
Just wrecks this old dude who definitely has more experience.
Yeah.
Like, once again, why does he even need to be in the fucking Gundam? Why does the Gundam just do shit?
Here's one thing that, like, at this point in the show, even as a youth, I was wondering. And it's never explicitly said... But, like, it seems like the Gundam is the first, like, mech to have mostly beam weapons. Yeah. And that appears to be, like, the key here. Because the beam rifle and the beam sword and every other beam thing that he later on has, it gets worse. I'm not saying...
I can't wait for the beam chainsaw.
I'm not saying that there's a beam mace at one point, but there might be.
Oh my god, no!
How does that even fucking work? I can accept a straight line of beam, okay? I can accept...
Hold on, wait! It's not just a ball with a bunch of little beams coming out of it? It's a...
No, it's a beam
ball. It's a ball of energy with little...
The ball is the beam with little beams coming off of it.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This can't be
Yeah,
happening.
Buddy. Yeah.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this shit.
It's happening, .jpg. Yeah, it's...
Fuck.
Yeah. It's the fucking... It's the one. It's got a fucking... Yes, the Gundam Hammer is what it's called. There's also the beam...
Oh, they said that!
Yeah, it just gets worse. There's also the beam javelin.
Why would you...
There's the Gundam Hammer and Hyper Hammer.
I don't know what it is.
There's the Hyper Bazooka.
No.
The, Hyper Beam Rifle.
No.
And then there's the shield. yeah, it's,
fuzzy.
It's a mess. It's hot, hot garbage. Yeah. Oh, baby.
I can't. Alright. Was that the end of the episode?
And this ends episode 3.
Amuro,
you piece of shit. Amuro.
Alright. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure to, you can take off your pink jumpsuits and...
No, please, keep those on. For me.
God, please keep them on forever. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's...
I can't wait to have my own pink jumpsuit.
God, I bet someone out there on Etsy makes a char, like, outfit that you can buy.
I'm sure. I'm not svelte enough. I can be that giant fucking pilot. I'm just excited to have, there's an anime with... a character in it that's not half my size.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh boy. Yeah.
All right,
so
well,
that's that.
I love you and I love our listeners. And
oh man.
Just get ready for a fucking laser flail, I guess.
It's not next episode, but we'll get there. I promise you. I promise all of you. We will certainly fucking get there.
Keep an eye on you if you have children and they're like 12 to 17. Keep an eye on them. They might be running off to fight a war.
They might accidentally become an anime protagonist. If your child decides to dye their hair a strange color, watch fucking out. If they were born with a strange color, double watch out, because there is a very good chance.
There is a 0% chance they're not an anime protagonist if they were born with neon color.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You are probably not listening to this because you're probably dead.
Probably fucking
and,
dead at a
and
very young
because
age.
Because we needed the orphan storyline for your child. If you manage to catch this before your untimely death, I'm so sorry.
So, just buy him a lifetime, membership at a karate gym.
Just start him in karate now. They're probably, like, what, a half a year old at this point?
Just have him start punching water.
Yeah. Actually, the only way you might survive is if you have no relatives. If you have no relatives or close personal friends that your neon-haired child can go to, you might live. Maybe. I don't...
Or, hey, also, be evil.
You can also... No, if you turn evil, then of course your child's gonna become an anime protagonist.
Yes, but then you won't be dead.
That's true.
Until later when your child kills
you. Your child will then be forced to kill you in a giant battle, probably either in space or on a cliff.
But at least you won't be murdered off screen. Look, be safe out there, everybody. Do not get weird off screen. I love you. Mwah. Ba-da!
Well, I hope you enjoyed episode 3 of Mobile Suit Fandom, even if it was a weird one. If you want to yell about how either of us are garbage, especially about this episode, yeesh, or that you like what we do, you can find us on Twitter with @MobileSuitPod. Myself, @FuzzySynowaki, that's FuzzySynowaki, and Chris, @Iolo, EYOLO. Also, if you're new to Gundam as a whole and really want to give it a try, I cannot recommend Mobile Suit Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans enough. Available for free legal streaming on a variety of platforms, including the official Gundam YouTube channel, Gundam Info. They also currently have the 3 compilation movies of 0079 available until sometime in July, so if mainlining Gundam interests you, give those a shot. It'd take you about 6 hours. Until next time, mech fans, remember, not only are your strategies pathetic, but you fight like amateurs. During the silence, I was just hoping and praying to God that, like, my stomach didn't growl, because boy would that ruin the room tone. That one's for you, buddy. Just you. It's that little secret. I swear to God, if you put this in after the episode, I'm gonna be real salty at you.